In this particular chapter, we are going to discuss about the cutting-edge tools for HR digitalization. This is the 10th and the last chapter that we have in this particular topic. Here we will discuss and learn about the following important topics: application of blockchain technologies in HRIS and their potential in HRM practices. We shall also look at the application of digital HR software. In this topic, we shall address two important HR-related functionalities, namely security and recruitment. A growing number of industries are becoming aware that with the rise of global practices, there is a need to infuse new technologies to get a wide number of benefits and advantages. In the past, the HRIS designers and practitioners have relied on legacy HR software to complete tasks and or to store information. With today's VUCA world, that is the volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous world, many HR representatives have transcended to new age solutions that create a shift in the overall paradigm. The notion of VUCA is gaining popularity as a term to cover the various dimensions of the current uncontrollable environment. VUCA is an acronym first used in 1987, drawing on the leadership theories of Warren Bennis and Bert Nannis to describe or to reflect on the volatility, the uncertainty, the complexity, and the ambiguity of general conditions and situations which surround the competitive, global, rapidly changing world today. To counter the effects of these rapid changes, the HRIS solutions in organizations are now transitioning to systems of engagement from the traditional systems of records. The shift may make the interactions in HRIS simpler than before, and the software becomes easier to learn and navigate while also enabling employees to make robust use of the systems. When this happens, many HRIS professionals will likely gain extra time to complete administrative tasks. These engagement elements present the context in which organizations view their current and future state. They present boundaries for planning and policy management. They come together in ways that either confound decisions or sharpen the capacity to look ahead, plan ahead, and move ahead. VUCA thus sets the stage for managing and leading in a proper and an effective manner. It is critical to understand that HRIS has transformed from being administrative in nature to gaining a more strategic function in the overall organization. It is not enough thus to use HRIS solutions in core competencies without identifying the key factors that inhibit their use in the resilience and adaptability that are vital in order to distinguish strategic functionalities from the mediocre ones. Effective HRIS thus propels the growth of the business organization if strategically handled. Business organizations have to implement many tactics and strategies to stay competitive in the current VUCA world. Therefore, technology has to be completely redefined in the way it plays a role in the human resources in a worldwide manner. Today's businesses face a competitive, complex and evolving environment as stated before, and a company's strategic approach should be the defining factor in the resultant struggle for success. HR software makes human resource management and operations easier and more efficient. Companies use HRIS applications for everything from helping staff members complete everyday tasks to effectively managing their workforce. A recent US survey showed that 77% of HR leaders use data analytics to better understand how to communicate with employees, while 79% use automated HR solutions to help them take a more strategic role in their organization. Since the HR is tasked to ensure that the employees succeed and contribute, it can support the overall strategic plan and objectives of an organization. The best HR technology tools help manage multiple operations, including recruiting, payroll and benefits, applicant tracking, learning and development, as well as talent management, to name a few. The three most important areas that prove critical to the organization from this perspective include the core HR, where an HRIS system handles critical business processes such as running payroll and offering benefits to the employees. It also provides a dynamic self-service portal for the employees and managers. The next core or critical area in the organization is workforce management. The HRIS applications enable efficient management of employees from this perspective. The key components include scheduling and attendance, employee performance, and tracking of several aspects. The last critical element is the strategic HR. HRIS solutions contribute to strategy by offering several layers of analytics. They also support recruitment via applicant tracking systems and employee training with learning management tools, some of which we have seen in the 9th as well as the 7th chapter. Being able to manage these areas efficiently translates to many benefits for the organization, such as bolstering business operations and enhancing the experiences of employees to make them more committed and engaged. The depth of functionality offered and required today depends on the type of the business. Large organizations likely require more advanced features such as succession planning, also called as workforce planning, global support, and several series of sophisticated data analysis tools. Some technologies like the development of blockchain and digital HR are especially interesting from this regard, and thus will be discussed in detail in the subsequent slides in this particular chapter. While blockchain is widely associated with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, blockchain technology is also set to revolutionize how the HR and the recruitment functions operate within business. There has been a progressive buzz around blockchain over the last half a decade, fueling by the game-changing potential it holds across industries and the various business operations, including human resources. The blockchain basically is a distributed ledger, which is similar to a transactional HR in the digital format. We shall get to know more about the blockchain technologies in the forthcoming slides as well. As the workforces across various operations seek access to applications via mobile devices, the organizations are considering adopting the most updated of the HR practices and systems. Some of the prominent benefits of the mobile devices and current practices are that they increase efficiency. The HRIS applications tend to digitalize information and activities, significantly reducing the time it takes to perform the common tasks. They also tend to reduce errors. Thus, an HRIS solution provides a single database, eliminating things like dual data entry and manual data processing. This cuts down on potential errors. The third important benefit provided is the tracking of data in a more simple fashion. Having a unified system removes the need for duplicate data stored in silos. Users can access information from a centralized location with the help of this functionality. Thus, it is possible to deliver this kind of functionality, and it implies that organizations will consider the HR applications within the mobilization process and the interface that employees are looking for. The trend of creating applications that streamlines the basic HR functionality thus continues to evolve constantly. Today, mobile applications have become essential to every application that an organization develops. The mobile app that supports HRM and HRIS allows the employees to stay connected to the company's information flow. It also helps in communicating with colleagues, submitting of holiday or vacation requests, and views payroll statements on demands. Thus, there is a growing need to become aware of the contemporary mobile-based HRIS applications. A prominent example of a mobile app that effectively supports HRM is WorkBright. This app takes the paperwork out of employee onboarding, thus reducing administrative overheads. Employees can complete all their paperwork on WorkBright before they even start working. New employees are sent a welcome email and can update their information via a mobile device. In the next slide and the several other slides that we are going to discuss, we are going to initiate our discussions on the application of blockchain technologies in HRIS. As stated in the previous slide, we are now going to begin our discussion on the topic of application of blockchain technologies in HRIS. Blockchain basically is a decentralized digital ledger technology, meaning multiple copies of information are stored on multiple independent computers. All changes to the data are recorded and appended or chained to the previous record. If there is an attempt to add or change information without consensus, that change will be rejected by other computers. Blockchain technology enables distributed public ledgers that hold immutable or unchangeable data in a secure and encrypted manner and ensure that transactions can never be altered. While Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are the most popular examples of blockchain usage, this distributed ledger technology is finding a broad range of uses. Uses include data storage, financial transactions, transactions related to the purchase department in organizations, aspects related to health management, real estate, asset management, and many more uses which are still being explored. At its most basic level, blockchain is literally just a chain of blocks, but not in the traditional sense of those words. When we say words block and chain, in this context, we actually talking about digital information, the block stored in a public database, the chain. The major advantage of using blockchain is that supporting algorithm prevents tampering with the information, mitigating interference and data loss. Any updates to the ledger must be approved by the majority of these computers via the blockchain consensus protocol. In this particular, this technology is relatively new and is associated with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. As it has evolved, blockchain now covers almost every industry, including insurance, government, retail, automotive, healthcare, travel, entertainment, and more. Today, blockchain is being used very effectively in the HRIS domain from the context of recruitment, supply chain management, financial and legal transactions, and digital identification. Blockchain technology accounts for the issues of security and trust in several ways. First, new blocks are always stored linearly and chronologically. That is, they are always added to the end of the blockchain. In this particular, blockchain technology is transparent in every transaction. All participants can view the information and monitor transactions in the group. This tends to reduce any vulnerabilities or gaps in the security. This feature plus the algorithm makes it extremely difficult and expensive to hack into a blockchain. Security is a high priority to every business, and blockchain is thus helping organizations protect their stored information through a secured network. Through the use of this pictorial slide, we are going to understand the underlying working of the blockchain technology. As we know, blockchain is a decentralized ledger of all transactions across a peer-to-peer network. Using this technology, the participants can confirm transactions without the need for a central certifying authority. Now, how does this basic system work? Well, we can begin with somebody, some employee requesting a transaction, as you can see on the top left-hand corner, that is signifying a laptop diagram. The requested transaction is then broadcast to a peer-to-peer network consisting of computers, also known as the nodes. The next part is the network of nodes validate the transaction and the user's status using known algorithms. Once verified, the transaction is combined with other transactions to create a new block of data for the ledger. As we can see, the three red blocks are those new blocks that are then added to the existing blockchain in a way that is permanent and unalterable. Finally, the transaction is completed. Now, from this particular perspective, there are certain potential applications of the blockchain technology, one being distributed cloud storage. Currently, cloud storage services are centralized. Thus, the users must place trust in a single storage provider. With the blockchain, this can become decentralized, improving security and decrease dependency on a single provider. The next is the concept of smart contracts. These are legally binding, programmable, digitalized contracts. If two people want to exchange, let us say $100 at a specific time in the future, when a set of preconditions are met, the conditions, payout, and the party's details would be programmed into a smart contract. Once the defined conditions are met, funds would be released and sent to the appropriate party as per the terms. The third use is those in the elections that happen. Elections require authentications of voters' identity, secure record keeping to track votes, and trusted tallies to determine the winner. Blockchains can serve as a medium for casting, tracking, and counting votes so that there is never a question of voter fraud, lost records, or foul play. After a block has been added to the end of the blockchain, it is difficult to go back and alter the contents of the block. That's because each block contains its own hash along with the hash of the block before it. Hash codes are created by a mathematical function that turns digital transformation into a string of numbers and letters. If that information is edited in any manner, the hash code changes as well. Thus, the need for no third parties in the case of blockchains makes it much cheaper than the conventional methods of transactions, where a third party is always required for a transaction between two parties, which is a bit costlier. Low transactional costs make blockchain even more acceptable by governments to include this technology for the future transactions. While there's a long way to go ahead, the awareness and fundamental knowledge about this new technology will serve the best in the present times. As an emerging technology, blockchain trends are already moving towards widespread implementation. All industries and most organizations within them will undergo a digital transformation if they expect to survive and thrive in the future. The goal of blockchain, hence, is to allow digital transformation and information to be recorded and distributed, but not edited. This has prompted industry leaders to ideate a diverse number of ways to leverage technology to significantly improve their competitive positions. Deloitte, a well-known organization in the mid-2019s, surveyed more than 1,400 companies across 14 regions in the US about integrating blockchain into their operations. The survey found that 82% of the respondents plan to hire staff with blockchain expertise in the next 12 months, and 39% already had a blockchain system in some part of their production in that particular year. Since blockchain has been relevant for a decade, it has been used as a solution to many industry issues. The purpose of blockchain is to track every step in any transaction throughout the network. This tends to greatly reduce the need for physical paperwork, resulting in stronger communication between parties involved in the transaction. Suppliers can use blockchain to record the origins of materials that have been purchased. This would allow companies to verify the authenticity of their products along with health and ethic labels. Transactions thus become instant and can be verified automatically, which in turn reduces costs and increases the efficiency. Currently, this technology is critical for sustained success of the diverse organizations. The technology is continuously evolving and has influenced many domains of DHRI's functionality. As per Forbes, the food industry is moving rapidly into the use of blockchain to increasingly track the path and safety of the food throughout the farm to the user journey. Through the help of this diagram, we are going to understand six key features of the blockchain technology. The first of the features is that it cannot be corrupted. From this perspective, every node on the network has a copy of the digital ledger. To add a transaction, every node needs to check the validity. If the majority thinks it's valid, then it's added to the ledger. This promotes transparency and makes it corruption proof. The second key feature is the decentralized technology. The network is decentralized, meaning it doesn't have any governing authority or a single person looking after the framework. Instead, a group of nodes maintain the network, making it decentralized. The third feature is enhanced security, which also proves to be a key benefit of this technology. As it eliminates the need for central authority, no one can just simply change any characteristic of the network for their own benefit. Also, using encryption ensures another layer of security is existing for the system. The fourth important feature is the distributed ledgers. The ledger on the network is maintained by all other users of the system. This distributes the computational power across the computers to ensure a better outcome. The fifth key feature is that of consensus. Every blockchain thrives because of the consensus algorithms. The architecture is cleverly designed, and consensus algorithms are at the core of this architecture. Every blockchain has a consensus to help the network make decisions. The last of the key features, the sixth one that we're going to discuss, is that of faster settlement. Blockchain offers a faster settlement compared to traditional banking systems. This way, a user can transfer money relatively faster, which solves a lot of time in the long run. As discussed earlier in this chapter, all transactions are recorded in a digital ledger, which is being shared among the participants. Global transactions are recorded on these ledgers, and the shared database is provided amongst 1,000 devices. Blockchain does not only store monetary value, but it can also be used to store anything, be it music, titles, intellectual properties, and even votes. All these properties can be secured through the use of blockchain. In this particular, people are opting for blockchain technologies because of the robust security that it provides to the users. It is immensely difficult to get information or data lost through this technology. For all its complexity, the blockchain's potential as a decentralized form of record keeping is almost without limit. From greater user privacy and heightened security to lower processing fees and fewer errors. The trust in blockchain technology is not established through powerful forces such as government or agencies, but through intelligent code and mass collaboration. Now, in this particular slide, we are going to look at the procurement-related uses of blockchain. The blockchain provides reliability and integrity in the procurement functionality. Since all involved parties have the same version of the ledger, blockchain applications ensure that there can be no disagreement in the transactional processing. Everyone can see the chain of ownership for each asset, and records cannot be erased. Improved accuracy by removing human involvement in verification and cost reductions by eliminating third-party verification has created an impact in the procurement function of the organization. With blockchain technology, information at each step of shipping process is logged in a secure and a public database, which cannot be modified by any of the parties involved without it becoming immediately apparent to the others. In the procurement functionality, even if a computer on the network were to make a computational mistake, the error would only be made to one copy of the blockchain. In order for the error to spread to the rest of the blockchain, it would need to be made by at least 51% of the network's computers, which is a near impossibility. This means that something should go wrong during the shipping process. The supply chain can be tracked back to the point at which the mistake occurred. Now what we're going to do is, through the help of this diagram, we're going to look at the five specific aspects of procurement where the blockchains can come in handy. We shall begin with asset and inventory management. Transparent asset management with critical buying insights is the kind of support that is provided by the application of blockchain technologies. Through the help of blockchain technologies, e-catalogs can provide buyers with an easy access of items within the designated prices from the context of requisitions. In approvals, streamlined approval processes can be done, which are equipped to handle a variety of situations. In the receiving functionality, instant reminders to designate items once invoices received are provided. And finally, the blockchain helps in the invoice matching through automatic matching of invoices without any manual efforts. This enhanced transparency not only adds an extra layer of accountability to the supply chains, but also mitigates the risks of criminal activity, such as money laundering. As blockchain technology records every single transaction in its ledger, all payments and financial information are available in the public domain. In the blockchain technologies, the users can access details about transactions, but they cannot access identifying information about the users making those transactions. Transactions placed through a central authority can take up to a few days to settle. If you attempt to deposit a check on Friday evening, for example, you may not actually see the funds in your account until Monday morning. Whereas financial institutions operate during the business hours, 5 days a week, the blockchain is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Through blockchain, any suspicious or malicious transactions are incredibly difficult to hide and can be flagged and dealt with before they can damage the business, both in terms of revenue and reputation. Blockchains allow procurement professionals to have a distributed peer-to-peer network where non-trusting members can interact with each other without a trusted intermediary in a verifiable manner. Many blockchain networks operate as public databases, meaning that anyone with an internet connection can view a list of the network's transaction history. Even though personal information on the blockchain is kept private, the technology itself is almost always open source. That means that the users on the blockchain network can modify the code as they see fit, so long as they have a majority of the network's computational power backing them. Keeping data on the blockchain open source also makes tampering with the data that much more difficult and protected from deletion, tampering, and revision. Thus the procurement professionals have the benefit that every agreement, every process, every task, and every payment would have a digital record and signature. This record could be identified, validated, stored, and shared. Intermediaries like lawyers, brokers, and bankers might no longer be necessary. Transactions, hence, can be completed in about 10 minutes and can be considered secure after just a few hours. This is particularly useful for cross-border trades, which usually take much longer because of the time zone issues and the fact that all parties must confirm the payment processing.